Epic Aircraft gets $200 million and a big-name consultant. Embraer shows prospective customers its newest executive jets at NBAA. And Piaggio Aero celebrates one of its biggest sales ever. This is Aero News. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for downloading this AeroCast. Here's what's up in aviation for Thursday, September 27th, 2007. Wednesday's big news from NBAA was the announcement that Indian entrepreneur Dr. Vijay Mallya is investing $200 million to take a 50% stake in Epic Aircraft. In a parallel announcement, Airbus will become a strategic consultant guiding Epic in securing type certificates for the Elite and Victory very light jets. Sources within Epic tell ANN Airbus is interested in furthering the Elite and Victory projects in part to help its European airline customers conduct their airline pilot training programs. That training was once largely conducted in the U.S., but post-9/11 security measures have made training foreign students tough. Epic debuted its two composite VLJs at the EAA Air Venture Oshkosh 2007 fly-in earlier this year, and Mallya was a surprise guest at that debut. The Elite Single and Victory Twin Jet offer seating for four, as well as solid jet performance and excellent runway numbers. Embraer presented its new midsize and what it calls its mid-light executive jet concept at NBAA. A full-scale mock-up of the MSJ under study is on display on the show floor. Embraer President and CEO Frederico Fleury-Curado commented, quote, "Exhibiting a full-scale mock-up allows us to interact with potential customers and collect valuable input for our internal program evaluation process," unquote. Both jets are clean sheet designs claiming premium comfort, outstanding performance, and a low operating cost. Interiors are by BMW Group Design Works USA and include a 6-foot stand-up cabin, a flat floor, a fully equipped galley, and an externally serviced aft lavatory. Embraer tells ANN the MSJ will have a range of 2,800 nautical miles with 8 passengers at Mach 0.8. The MLJ will fly 2,300 nautical miles with 4 passengers at long-range cruise. Piaggio Aero Industries and Avantair signed an agreement this week at NBAA calling for 22 Piaggio P-180 Avanti II aircraft to be delivered to Avantair in 2011 and 2012. The deal would be worth more than $150 million. The purchase would bring Avantair's total Avanti fleet to 107. Piaggio CEO Jose De Masse calls the agreement one of the largest sales in the history of Piaggio Aero. Quote, "The demand for Avanti II aircraft continues to increase, and this agreement will assure Avantair has a steady stream of aircraft for its fractional fleet through 2012, unquote. The tri-lifting surface twin-pusher turboprop P-180 Avanti II is equipped with fully digital automatic flight control and the latest generation Rockwell Collins ProLine 21 avionics. The Italian-designed and built aircraft is certified for single-pilot operation and seats up to 9 passengers. Holder of numerous speed records, the P-180 Avanti II is capable of flying over 1,700 nautical miles at up to 402 knots and cruises at altitudes of up to 41,000 feet. Cessna and Winglet Technology LLC announced this week at NBAA the beginning of flight testing of Winglet Technology's patented elliptical winglet on the Citation 10. Winglet Technology is working to obtain FAA and EASA supplemental type certificates. Cessna and Winglet Technology engineers expect higher weight, altitude, and temperature limits, allowing more flexibility when operating from hot and high airports, improved climb performance, higher maximum cruise speeds at high altitudes, and longer range. Cessna notes that it is still early in the program, so no specific performance details are available. The STC for the Citation 10 is targeted for the second quarter of 2008. NBAA show attendees can see the winglets installed on a Citation 10 at the show's static aircraft park and on a model at the Cessna exhibit. The modification will cost an estimated $325,000. Up next on ANN, another infrared system for GA hits the market at NBAA. The FAA signs off on Honeywell's latest turbofan engine. And Ariane's proposed supersonic bizjet draws interest. You're listening to Aero News.
Visit Diamond Aircraft at NBAA to experience GA's most exciting complete lineup. Whatever your mission, Diamond Aircraft has the airplane for you. Diamond Aircraft is the only manufacturer to truly offer a complete line of aircraft to take you from your first years as a student through each milestone in your life as a pilot, right up to becoming a jet pilot. From the DA-20, a great first trainer used extensively in flight schools, to the DA-40 series of four-seaters, to the luxurious five-seat high-performance DA-50, to the DA-42 twin-turbo diesel engine aircraft, to the ultimate personal light jet, the D-Jet. Diamond has the aircraft to match your mission. Visit Diamond Aircraft at the Flight Line area at NBAA or booth 4039 to experience GA's most exciting complete lineup.
Shoot happens. Come on, you know it does. Even the world's top test pilots know there are in-flight situations you can't always recover from. Mid-air collision, control failure, pilot incapacitation. In severe emergencies, do what the world's top test pilots do. Use a parachute. Except, instead of having to bail out of a moving aircraft, you can have the safety of a BRS full airframe recovery parachute. BRS has parachutes for an enormous variety of aircraft, from experimental to light sport, and all the way to retrofits on certified airplanes. Shoot happens. Will you be ready when it does? Call BRS today at 651-457-8651 or visit us online at brsparachutes.com.
Uncramp your style in a new Citation CJ2 Plus from Cessna. Now with integrated ProLine 21 avionics, FADEC, and a restyled cockpit and cabin. In the CJ2 Plus, you'll carry more payload than you could in the original CJ2. You'll climb and cruise faster. You'll have the freedom to use even shorter runways, and you'll do it all on less fuel. For a sure thing, call 1-800-4-CESSNA.
We're back with more of your Aero Briefing for September 27th, 2007. On the web, you can find us at www.aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Not only is infrared imaging for general aviation coming down in price, but now there are even competing systems designed for small fixed-wing and rotorcraft. As we told you yesterday, FLIR Systems has announced its EVS-3, a small IR system sealed against the environment. Aimed at the piston GA market, the system is based on technology used in high-end automobiles, such as BMW. Now, MaxViz Incorporated tells ANN it has teamed with Forward Vision, a provider of forward-looking infrared systems for the general aviation fleet, to bring GA another option. MaxViz says it has migrated the performance of its high-performance jet and commercial rotor-wing EVS infrared technology into a smaller, lighter system called the EVS-100, suitable for operation below flight level 280. Forward Vision will distribute the EVS-100 exclusively to select general aviation manufacturers, service providers, and the experimental community under the Forward Vision label. This latest generation EVS weighs less than 1.5 pounds. It's sunlight safe and designed to be easily upgraded, and it'll retail for about $15,000. Honeywell announced on Wednesday at NBAA it's received FAA certification for its TFE-731-50R turbofan engine. That's the engine that Hawker Beechcraft Corporation wants for its new Hawker 900XP. That engine is designed to deliver up to 5,000 pounds of takeoff thrust and includes integrated nacelle and thrust reverser systems. In its Hawker 900XP configuration, the installed engine will deliver 4,900 pounds of thrust. The TFE-31 family of turbofan engines has sold 1,700 copies so far and accumulated more than 4 million service hours. Among the enhancements in the newest 50R variant are durability improvements in the compressor that extend engine life and reduce maintenance costs. Aireon Corporation told NBAA attendees in Atlanta this week the company's supersonic business jet design has reached an advanced stage of refinement, and discussions with major manufacturers to produce the aircraft are continuing. Aireon's goal is to recruit a partner to manage the certification effort, serve as lead integrator, and assure the highest level of production capability and product support. Aireon Vice Chairman Brian Behrens reports strong interest, quote, in part because Aireon intends to be an active participant in sharing the program's financial risk, and also because Aireon intends to continue its technical involvement in the development of the aircraft, unquote. Aireon anticipates a five-year development program will cost about $2.2 billion in 2005 U.S. dollars. Amid heightened concern about aviation's environmental impact, Ariane is closely working with Pratt & Whitney to ensure that the airframe and engine combination will meet all applicable noise and emission standards. Still ahead, DOT's Inspector General criticizes airline passenger strandings. Northrop Grumman flies its first Air Force spec KC-30. And yo-yo strings get snagged, even in space. You're listening to Aero News.
The Piper Meridian, pressurized comfort and pure performance. Six-seat comfort, 500 horsepower turboprop, maximum cruise speed, 260 knots true, range, 1,000 plus nautical miles, useful load, 1,720 pounds, maximum operating altitude, 30,000 feet, excitement level, off the charts. To learn more about the Piper Meridian, visit us at NBAA booth number 1156. Log on to piper.com or call 866-FLY-PIPER.
If you're fascinated by innovation and state-of-the-art technology, make sure you stop by Eclipse Aviation's exhibit and check out the Eclipse 500 and the Eclipse Concept Jet at this year's NBAA in Atlanta. To create the Eclipse 500, the company used innovations and business practices forged in the technology industry to drive down cost while increasing performance. Eclipse is applying innovation across every facet of its business to make the Eclipse 500 significantly safer, easier, and less expensive to operate than traditional business aircraft, and more efficient to certify and produce. Some of the groundbreaking innovations that the company is applying to the Eclipse 500 include friction stir welding, the Fostrex fire suppression system, electromechanical actuators, and digital electronics with integrated software.
We're back to wrap up your Aero Briefing for Thursday, September 27, 2007. I'm Paul Plack. Airline travelers outraged over spending long periods stranded on planes have an ally in the U.S. Department of Transportation's Inspector General. Calvin C. Scovel III studied onboard delays in the past year, in addition to the highly publicized cases involving American flights stranded in Texas last December and JetBlue planes trapped by ice storms in New York in February. He found four other incidents in 2007 that stranded passengers on waiting planes for 9 hours, 4 hours, 6 hours, and 10 hours. He said the number of times passengers were confined to airplanes on the ground for more than 5 hours rose from 27 in the first 7 months of 2006 to 44 in the comparable period this year. Scovel blamed the problem on poor planning by the airlines and the airports and said their planning was still deficient. David Castlevetter, spokesman for the Air Transport Association, said, quote, "We are studying the Inspector General's recommendations and look forward to meeting with the Transportation Secretary and the IG to discuss them further," unquote. In a written statement, the Transportation Department said the IG report, quote, "will help develop our response to this challenge," unquote. Scovel recommended that the federal government require that scheduled airlines using aircraft with more than 30 passenger seats set limits on how long stranded passengers can be held on board an airliner. He also recommended that the government require large and medium-sized hub airports to monitor onboard delays and demand an action plan from airlines whenever a loaded plane has spent 2 hours or more on the tarmac. Northrop Grumman tells ANN the first KC-30 tanker aircraft built to U.S. Air Force specifications completed its maiden flight last Thursday, less than 75 days after initial assembly began. The company is building the plane in an unsolicited demonstration to the U.S. Air Force of its proven supply chain and production capability. When the service published its request for proposals last year, it specified a tanker smaller than the KC-30, with specific performance requirements geared toward landing and taking off from unimproved fields in remote deployments. Boeing's entry, called the KC-767, is expected to more closely match the Air Force's bid specs and at a lower cost. Northrop Grumman's team hopes that demonstrating the KC-30's additional capacity, ability to be cross-utilized as a transport, established production, and existing orders from Australia, the UK, and United Arab Emirates will change some minds at the U.S. Air Force. The KC-30 is based on the Airbus A330 airliner. A test of a novel technique for atmospheric re-entry from space ran into a snag on Tuesday. Literally. The Associated Press reports that a joint European-Russian mission was testing the use of a 19-mile-long trailing tether deployed from the spool of an orbiting spacecraft like a yo-yo to suspend a package, then release it into a controlled descent to the Earth, landing in Kazakhstan. The test package, a 12-pound sphere about the size of a beach ball, was released on Tuesday,
but the cable got stuck after reeling out only about 5 miles below the Russian-built Photon M3 spacecraft, which had carried it aloft. Scientists are hoping to salvage the experiment once they calculate exactly how far below the host ship the ball is suspended. That spacecraft is the second Young Engineer satellite, prepared by nearly 500 university students from Europe, Japan, North America, and Australia. It was launched into orbit on September 14th. The tether is about 1/50th of an inch thick and is made of Dyneema, which the European Space Agency says is used by kite surfers. And finally, Australia's largest independent regional airline, Regional Express, or as it's more commonly called, just Rex, is continuing and expanding its program to aid communities affected by one of Australia's worst ever droughts. Rex's deputy chairman, John Sharp, announced that Rex would provide $1 million in travel services for fiscal year 2007, matching 2006 and up from $500,000 in fiscal 2005. Sharp says Rex will work with federal, state, and local organizations to set up a fund for regional air travel, matching every dollar from eligible organizations with $4 in air travel on Rex. The fund will be administered by the community organizations, but must be used for air travel associated with providing drought relief or assistance. The program is drawing kudos from the Australian government and from us here at ANN. Thanks, Rex, for giving us a positive airline story to report. And that's the latest from Aero News. Remember to check out the ANN special feature. Today, I tracked down the guys from ExoJet again to get an update on their $1.9 billion aircraft purchase from Bombardier. That was announced the day after our first interview earlier this week from NBAA. And if you haven't done so already, subscribe to our Aerocasts. Find them on iTunes, Yahoo, Odeo, and our website, www.aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.